Jules.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Good Saturday morning. Hello there. Welcome one and all. It is the Garden America Radio Show. Happy weekend to you. I'm Brian Main along with John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Follow us on Facebook, 855-424-9825. That is our toll-free number, which is open for the next couple of hours. Use it, 855-424-9825, or john@gardenamerica.com as we begin our broadcast from the beautiful, palatial iHeart Media and Entertainment Studios in San Diego, California, broadcasting live, local, and national. Tiger, not just local in San Diego, but also national.
Yeah, looking over the hills up here, situated above Mission Valley, right?
Right, yeah. I got a great view of the beach. It's a wonderful studios. And by the way, we should be back on Facebook streaming
Facebook
live next weekend or so. We're ironing out some kinks. We found kinks in the system.
You know one other thing that happened to us in... Because you could usually archive those on your Facebook.
And then watch them anytime.
Facebook won't allow us, though, to do that because of the music we play in between different sections. Since we don't have the rights to play those that music live, then it kicked it off.
That's interesting because you are allowed to play a certain segment or a certain time, like maybe 10 to 15 seconds of a piece of music without paying royalties.
Okay.
Now, we've already paid royalties for all these songs.
Right, right. But it was just embedded into their code, and so it automatically kicked
automatically.
It off. Yeah.
But I think people, from what I'm getting, now, we got a few emails that people, I guess, are listening to us on the radio, but just like the fact that they can look at us on Facebook. So, you know, we can still do that.
Can you blame them?
Wanting to look at us?
Yeah.
No, not at all. Not at all. So we'll get that back up and
like
running.
Like a train wreck.
You next
just
week.
Got to stop. See what's going on.
What are those guys doing?
That is a mess.
That's right.
So we are back today. Again, that phone number is 855-424-9825. Emails to john@gardenamerica.com here. Biz Talk Radio. And again, we'll be back on Facebook so you can take a look at a sneak peek next weekend. Today, two guests are lined up.
Yeah, we have a busy day today. But busy it's fun day. Because it's spring and there's so much going on.
Wow, you're not kidding. There's all kinds of stuff happening. My roses at home are unbelievable right now.
Now's the time to look at them, right?
Yeah, I also got to have a tip for people, at least in the Southern California area. It might happen later, depending where you are in the country, but the rose slugs are already out.
Ooh.
And rose slugs start chewing the leaves. If you see holes in the leaves of your roses.
Like right in the middle, not from the sides? Where would that start?
Well, it's not the perfect cut on the side. Those are leaf cutter bees.
Okay.
So if you got a perfect semicircle cut into your leaf, those are leaf cutter bees. But these are different spots just taken out through the whole leaf. And you can tell. They usually don't go straight through the leaf. They take off one layer so you can see through it.
Yeah. I was going to say, it seems like they leave like little windows kind of a thing.
That's a good way to describe it, little windows. It's not a slug. They're called rose slugs because they look kind of slimy, but it's actually the larva of the sawfly.
Oh, that's nice. That's pleasant, isn't it?
And I've noticed that there's some roses they really like and other roses they'll leave alone.
Isn't that funny? Because you'll one bush right next to each other.
Right.
And this one's getting just mutilated by it, and then the next one, no.
No, I don't know if it's because of my fertilization this year and how well I've treated everything. Of course, it depends on the type of rose. I've got the tallest roses that I've had in years. Unbelievable how tall they're growing. I just cut some Green Planet yesterday. I had about 5 or 6 shoots just beginning to open up. But these suckers are 6 feet tall.
Wow.
Maybe it's that funny fertilizer you gave me.
It could have been.
Tiger, but this year just seems to be like everything's just growing so tall.
That'd be a good brand name for a fertilizer. Funny fertilizer.
Funny fertilizer. Big smiley face on there.
Yeah,
that's right.
So anyway, I put a picture of my, you can't see a lot of detail, but I posted a picture of my plants in my patio on our Facebook page this morning, along with our little hummingbird chicks that are growing, and I can't wait for them to fly off now so I can clean up the mess.
There's two hummingbird nests at the nursery right now, and we have to put up a sign for people because
don't pet the hummingbirds.
They'll get bombed by the mom.
Oh yeah,
you know, the mom will.
She's tenacious because our nest is right outside the sliding glass door where the cats like to sit. We've got a kitty condo there, and she is buzzing all around, back and forth, like you know, stay away, stay away. So yeah, they're very tenacious. So stay away from.
I think pugnacious might be the
pugnacious
word. Yeah.
Anyway, this hour of the Garden America Radio Show brought to us by our friends at Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. That's Bayer Advanced. Let's see. Quote of the week, and I know our guest is strapped for time this morning, so we'll probably want to get to her shortly after the quote, John, I would imagine, unless you have some of the business to take care of.
No. This is the first time for this quote, too. I found this and was really intrigued by it. Burn down your cities and leave our farms, and your cities will spring up again as if by magic. But destroy our farms, and the grass will grow in the streets of every city in the country. And that was from William Jennings Bryan.
Billy Bryan, as he's known by his friends.
Billy Jen, as they call him.
Billy Jen. Okay, 12 minutes after the hour, once again, open for calls for our guest or one of us at 855-424-9825. Also, email questions. We'd love to hear John read emails, john@gardenamerica.com. Let's bring our guest on.
All right. This morning, we have Karen Chapman. Now, Karen is a wonderful mix of horticulturalist by writing books. She owns a company that specializes in container gardens. But one of the books that she's going to be speaking with us about this morning is Fantastic Foliage. And it's about incorporating not just flowers into the garden or into a container, but actual foliage of plants and how you can make a dramatic presentation just by using the foliage on the plant. Karen, are you with us this morning?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Now, at the same time, you're also going to be visiting San Diego next week regarding the Hort Society, right?
Yeah, the week after next time. Looking forward to leaving soggy Seattle and heading to sunny San Diego. I'm speaking at San Diego Horticultural Society on Monday, May the 8th at 6 o'clock, and actually at Laguna Beach Garden Club on Friday of that same week.
Ooh, exciting. And are you going to be speaking at both of those regarding your book that you have coming out?
I am. So the title of the talk, like the title of my book, is Foliage First. And, you know, we came up, it's co-written with a good friend, Christina Solwitz, although I'll be the one doing the presentation and heading down your way. But we came up with the idea for the book because having both been designers for many years and worked in the retail nursery, we know how easy it is for homeowners to get sidetracked by the flowers. And as gorgeous as they are, flowers are fleeting, and the foliage lasts much longer, if not quite forever. And so if we can build a framework of beautiful foliage and layer the flowers into that, ultimately we'll end up with a much more pleasing result.
Now, I usually lean on foliage a lot more in shade areas than in sun. Mm-hmm. But when I was looking through some of your guys' notes, a lot of the stuff you're incorporating is actual full sun material, right?
Absolutely. And one of the beauties of our book, Gardening with Foliage First, is the way it's divided into sections to help you with that. So it's actually color-coded on the edges of the pages. So there's a whole section on spring and summer combinations, and then the other half is fall and winter. And each of those is divided into sun or shade. So it's very easy to go straight to the area that you might be looking for help on.
Oh, that seems, yeah, that's a good resource for people to have, because that's one of the biggest problems I think people have sometimes is they like a plant, but then where they want to put it isn't always where it will grow, right?
Right, and also how do you make that plant really shine? I mean, you might really love, you were just talking about roses, and roses are gorgeous in Seattle in June and July, and then we get a rebloom on some of our favorites a little bit later, but there can be various periods of time when they're kind of sleeping. And so if we can support those with, for example, spirea, very popular in, you know, the Seattle area, we can use the golden foliage of some of the spirea to enhance the roses and add a little more interest to the area when they're not actually in bloom.
You know, it's like decorating a house or maybe doing various landscaping. You buy your centerpieces, and then you have things in and around it that support
exactly
what you want people to look at, right? Hey, we're going to take a break.
Exactly.
Stay with us. 60 minutes after the hour, we're going to come right back as we continue our conversation here at Garden America. Brian, John, Tiger, your garden buddies here on a Saturday morning. Follow us on Facebook, and again, it's 855-424-9825. Or John at GardenAmerica.com for your questions and your comments. As we step aside, we are coming right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Wow, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bare Advanced.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh. I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control, plus fertilizer.
Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bare Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Saturday morning. Thank you so much for joining us and being right there with us, supporting Garden America. John Bagnasco, Brian Main, Tiger Palafox at 855-424-9825. That is our toll-free number, whatever's on your mind, questions, comments. And again, john@gardenamerica.com. Tiger?
All right. Just before the break, we were just wrapping up Karen mentioning how not only can you use foliage to present color, but as a backdrop to enhance what else is planted around it or what else is flowering around it. Karen, now when you go to the public speaking engagements that you have planned, the one in, here in San Diego, and then I think you said in Newport, what can people expect to experience while they're there?
Well, they'll have to get used to a British accent, but I think most people will be bilingual by the time we've finished. I'll be doing a PowerPoint presentation, so I have got some gorgeous images from our book, as well as many others taken specifically from your area, to give ideas of combinations of foliage that are used to enhance either garden art or flowers, something else that's a finishing touch. And then I'll also be having some of the Sunset Western plant collection with me, and we'll be doing a little sort of show and tell at the end of the talk and showing what's special about each of those. For example, the gorgeous Merlot lavender is a variegated lavender, beautiful blue-gray in the center and a creamy tone on the outside. So I'll be talking about ways that that could be incorporated into a container or the landscape and used to enhance and support other elements, such as, again, your flowering roses that you might already have there. And they'll actually be given away at the end of the presentation, too. Plus, of course, we'll be doing a book signing for Gardening with Foliage First.
You know, I have that lavender right at the base of one of my roses. and that brings up that brings up a good point, Karen, because when you title a book Foliage First, it seems that the first thing that would naturally come into people's mind is green. And foliage isn't all green. There's other colors, but like you were just mentioning in the lavender, and then I imagine different textures that you can work together.
Very much so. From the blue tones of the honeybush, the Melianthus major, that gorgeous, it's an annual for me, perennial for many people, but that gorgeous bush that when you rub it, it smells like peanut butter, to many shrubs, of course, which have the variegated leaf, such as Milo lavender or Lamandra, Platinum Beauty, a gorgeous grass-like plant, which I'm so jealous that you can grow down there. And then I love the deeper tones. You, again, bring that, for example, in the Aeonium Schwarzkopf. I might be looking to a Wigilla or even a Barberry to bring in the purple tones and lots of golden foliage as well. There's not much in my garden which is green, but there's just about every other color here, and it's 90% of it comes from foliage.
Now, and I will want to mention to our listeners, the nice thing, or one of the things when it comes to Karen is that, you know, you have a lot of experience incorporating these, and you've done your own trials where you kind of know what works and whatnot. So you actually have a company that specializes in container combinations and gardens, correct?
That's right. I started my company about 11 years ago now, and I actually started it focused 100% on container garden design. And, you know, that's a great place to start because every single detail matters. There's nowhere to hide. I since have expanded the business and do primarily landscape design, residential landscape design, although I do find magazines still come back to me and ask me to do container shoots for them. And I also have to deal with deer in my garden here in Duval, Washington. So I'm becoming something of an unexpected, not sure that I wanted to be an expert on deer-resistant gardening, but that's become another little facet of my life here.
What they eat and what they don't eat.
Oh yeah, and they're delinquents. You know, they don't read the book. The only thing they read is the price tag, and they'll go whatever is the most expensive plant in my garden without fail.
I love that you probably know a deer diet better than most people's diets.
Yeah, totally, and I am not impressed.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. We know that you you have some other prior engagements already, but you know we look forward to having you down here in San Diego. Hopefully, I'll be able to make it over there to your presentation. And you know, for people that are in San Diego area, they can go to the San Diego Hort Society website to find out more information about her presentation.
And what was the name of her book again?
Foliage First.
Gardening with Foliage First by Timber Press.
There you go. Available on Amazon because I've already checked it out.
It is, and it's actually been recommended by the Royal Horticultural Society, both on their website and in their magazine. So that was a particular great honor for me.
Ah. Well, thank you very much. You have a good rest of the weekend.
And you. Thank you, gentlemen. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. You know what? Foliage, as it pertains to what you're going to put in and around it, or maybe the other way around. You buy your centerpiece, the foliage goes around it. It should complement each other. The one thing I took away from that was the fact that whatever you have, whenever that dies off, you still have the foliage around it to keep the scenery and the landscaping looking good.
Well, I thought it was interesting, her comment, that she has very little green in her yard. And her book is Foliage, and wouldn't you just think
it's all
just
green?
I think colors. I like colors. So, yeah, you would normally think green.
Well, I sent you a picture. I don't know if you happened to put that one up on Facebook, but and maybe I didn't send it to you. But I have the Ruby Falls, I think is the name of the Cirsus, the redbud, that Deb Zeri sent me. And I have that right on my patio wall, and it's just coming in a leaf right now. And that dark purple background really enhances anything that comes near it.
Yeah.
So I really like that.
One thing that I have a problem with one particular color of foliage is the kind of like limey green golden color.
The chartreuse?
You have to be... You have to use it in a specific way, and I think
you put it right next to purple.
Well, because otherwise it just looks unhealthy.
Yeah.
You know, if you just leave it alone, if people look at it and go, well, that just looks like an unhealthy plant there. You have to have it kind of complementing something else, like you're saying, because otherwise you're going to be unhappy with this plant that looks maybe malnutritious or something.
Yeah,
it's tough.
There are some plants that are that chartreuse color that I really like. But you're right. You have got to have the right place to put them.
Okay, music means break time again. It is almost 30 minutes after the hour. The entire rest of this hour dedicated to you. Open phones at, 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Also, John at GardenAmerica.com here, Biz Talk Radio for a Saturday morning. Tiger Palafox, Brian Main, John Bagnasco, thank you for tuning in. We're going to step aside. We are coming right back.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345. 800-333-0345.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is Garden America, broadcasting from San Diego, California, iHeartMedia and Entertainment Studios, 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Questions, comments, john@gardenamerica.com if you want to send us an email. We're back with Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main. He's John Bagnasco. And John had a big week with a lot of stuff being shipped out. John, how many? What's the total you shipped out this week?
We sent out 350 orders on Monday, but this coming Monday we've got 575 going out. So.
That's a big wow with an exclamation mark.
Yeah, and then multiple boxes per order, and I think we've got like so far like 800 ketchup and fries going out.
Wow,
that's a lot. We got an email. I guess maybe let me comment on that a little bit further.
What, ketchup and fries?
No, comment on ordering crafted vegetables.
We ask that you bear with us.
Yeah, we do. Our next ship date is May 15th, and it's the last one that we have scheduled for anywhere in the country. So if you get your orders in now, we can reserve stuff for you for May 15th. But if you're in San Diego or some of the warm areas in the country, I know you want yours as fast as possible.
Right now.
While we can't ship them this week, May 1st, because we're already booked up, if you put a little note on your order that says ship ASAP.
Expedite this, please,
John. Or ship May 8th, which would be the next time, the following Monday when we can do it. We'll do our best, and we'll try to get it out a week early. Can't promise it.
I'm sure listeners are picturing
this
huge staff of 50, 60 people, busy working to ship all this out. Many times it's one or two people, being the one.
The one.
It's been me every time this year.
When we talk about
other
the staff,
people, right.
John has a little badge that says staff.
We had Tiger there once. My sons have been there.
Sharon, I think, helped
most of the time. Yeah. Sharon was there one day. Were you there?
Can't remember. No,
I didn't think so.
I'm tied up here in this studio from 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. I would like to. It'd be fun. Some Monday, if I get a break, I'll head up there and help you.
You know what we should do is maybe switch jobs.
Yeah.
And just see.
See what
happens. I have no idea what you do. I could just come in and try, and you have no idea what I'm doing in the greenhouse, but you could go in and see what you could do.
I just have to know how to pack, ship, and... Well, I need addresses, right? Obviously. There are certain things I need. I can't just, you know, be willy-nilly shipping them
That's
anywhere.
That's right. Just start thinking of the things you need. Okay, addresses. I know I need addresses.
And then I know you have to learn how to run this board before you can do anything.
No, I don't. There's buttons, right?
Just push buttons and see what happens.
That's right.
When I went up and helped John, one of his sons, I was saying, okay, you know, what do we do? He's like, you know what? I just start grabbing random plants and throwing them in boxes. By the time they figure it out, it's too late already. So we're good.
He has a sick sense of humor.
He does.
He's actually extremely conscientious.
Yeah.
And this year we get a few complaints, but
with that much going out.
Yeah, less than 0.5% this year. It's gone really well. We did get one yesterday that a woman wanted. She said that UPS delivered her box to her neighbor's house, and that by the time she found out, the dog had eaten it.
Oh.
The neighbor's dog had eaten
it. Okay, so this was...
The box and everything in the box.
This was in the same neighborhood, right? Just...
It was next door.
The wrong house.
Wrong house.
The dog got a hold of it and ate everything.
Ate everything.
Okay.
Yep.
And what do we know what the dog ate, what it was that you shipped?
It was two tomato plants, some plastic, and a cardboard box.
And you're taking care of that situation. You're going to remedy that, right?
Well, yeah. We'll send her a couple new ones.
Yeah, we stand behind what we sell.
Yeah, we just can't control.
Obviously, the dog enjoyed it.
Yeah, see? Well, there you go.
Oh, well.
Things happen.
Yeah. I wish that we could hand-deliver every plant we send out. But, you know, our shipping process and the protection we provide the plants, to send a tomato from San Diego to Massachusetts, it's a long way to send a tender plant like that. And to have them arrive in such good condition is really amazing. But the clamshell we use to protect the plants is really pretty good.
All right, so get your orders in. Go to GardenAmerica.com, see what's left. We talked about the Marshall strawberries last weekend.
We did.
And?
And pine berries.
Do we have any
more?
We
have a few.
Okay. What are we running low on?
Well, this time of year, we're running low on everything.
Everything.
Yeah, so you need to get your orders in right away. One of the things that we had a little bit of a crop failure on was the yellow geranium. And I don't know if we can fill all the orders that are supposed to go out Monday. We've shipped 90% of the orders, maybe even 95%, but we have just a couple. And one person has six going out on Monday, and I don't think I have six. So
I'll stick a surprise in there.
Might have to just short some people. The other thing that we ran out of, surprisingly, was Yubari King melons.
Yubari, which we haven't talked that much about.
Yeah, but we have talked about it, though, because it's the melon that sold for $10,000 for a pair of them in Japan. And I think part of that was a charity event, but still $10,000 for two melons, a lot.
So we're giving you a bargain deal at $5,000.
No, they're only $19.95 for three plants.
Really? How do we do it? Volume?
Well, one person at the last minute ordered 30 plants, and that wiped us out.
That wiped us out.
Then what was the other thing? Someone else ordered 30 Sweet Million grafted tomatoes, which seemed like a lot. That's the most we've had ordered of one item this year. One tomato, I should say, the 30 Sweet Million. Hey, I've got an email. Speaking of tomatoes, we can switch over to potatoes
Get to the emails. And again, I do want to remind people the number, 855-424-9825. And as John is going to demonstrate right now, john@gardenamerica.com.
This says, happy Saturday, John, Brian, and Tiger. It's harvest day. It's all about potatoes. Stephen Simi Bell.
I could tell by the way the email was written that it was from Steve.
I sent you a picture. I forwarded it to you. So you can take a look at his potatoes. Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe if you get a chance.
Let me turn to my right and check my email.
If you get a chance during the next break, maybe you can put it on Facebook. So he's got a pretty good harvest.
How do you tell if potatoes are ready
to
harvest?
Look at that.
Yeah, look at that.
Beautiful.
That's a lot, huh?
This is going up on Facebook here.
You can make a flag out of that, the red, white, and blue.
Absolutely. A good question, Tiger, right? How do you know?
How do you know when they're ready to harvest?
Yeah.
They die.
the plant on top dies.
Right.
And then you just start digging in everything.
And then you
outside.
Wait a couple weeks and maybe 10 days and just dig what's up.
Okay.
They're hard to dig because I've never dug potatoes and not cut right through some of them with a shovel.
Yeah.
You know, you think you're going in the right spot and then it just doesn't work
out. And I've heard some people also recommended just incorporating a little bit of sand when you're planting, just because it's a little looser mix where people have like...
Well, you know, some people plant them in straw bales.
Oh, just in straw?
Because then they're easy to pull out.
Yeah.
Or a lot of... I've seen people plant them in tires. Just something raised. And they have those new... Have you seen those potato pots?
No.
Where you put the potato in the pot, and then there's a little door on the side of the pot.
Where
you can reach in and just pull out potatoes whenever you need them.
Oh, really? I've never seen that.
Yeah, I saw those at the IGC show, I think, 2 years ago.
That's funny. So, you know, even in a good climate, the plant will just die on top. And then you realize, it's ready to harvest.
There's early, mid-season, and late potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, what Steve's harvesting now are early potatoes. And the late-season ones usually come in the fall. And that's usually when you harvest the ones on ketchup and fries.
This is the fall?
Yeah, you'll pick the tomatoes all year long, and then in the fall you'll pick your potatoes.
And if you go to our Facebook page right now, you can see Steve's potatoes. Steve from Simi Valley posted immediately.
Would that be the Garden America Radio Facebook page?
That would be, John. Okay. Excellent. It is 45 minutes after the hour. One more segment coming up, hour number one. Again, 855-424-9825, Garden America for your Saturday morning. Welcome.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Battling bugs inside and out? Then it's time to get more from Bayer Advanced and Lowe's Home Improvement Stores. Now you can buy Bayer Advanced Complete Brand Insect Killer for Soil and Turf and get a free bottle of Bayer Advanced Home Pest Plus Germ Killer, a $9 value. Complete works outside on your lawn, eliminating surface insects, including mosquitoes, in 24 hours and soil insects for up to 3 months, while Home Pest Plus Germ Killer handles the bugs inside your home. Lowe's and Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt.
So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Final segment, hour number one here on your Saturday. Garden America, Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco, 52 minutes after the hour. Lines open, open phones, whatever's on your mind, questions, comments, give it to us, 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com if you want to send us an email here on Biz Talk Radio. We've posted a bunch of pictures, John's backyard, his landscaping, Steve in Simi Valley, his colorful potatoes, all up on Facebook. I've also posted my patio picture and the latest from the hummingbirds. So a lot to look at on our Facebook page this morning. We take you in many different directions.
There's a lot going on out there.
It's a whole lot going, absolutely. Now, it's supposed to heat up this weekend, too. We've got good weather here in San Diego.
And wind.
That's what John was saying when he left this morning. You had what, 30-mile-an-hour winds?
Yeah, easy.
Wow.
Yeah, everything was blowing. All going sideways, Brian.
Yeah, which
we never go straight up or down.
I got to find out how bad it is at my place because I've got taller plants that will blow over. Ever since I started putting, you know, pots on top of pots, you know, John's suggestion, save room. You know, put pots on pots, gives you more room below.
Now.
Everything blows over.
But you do have more room, right?
I have more room. Yes, I do. It's a good idea.
It's all about layering.
Layering. The lasagna method.
The lasagna method when it comes to your patio garden.
Exactly.
Want to do another email?
I would love to. Just to hear your
right,
voice.
All right, Tiger.
Do it in a good accent this time.
This question is a good question because it says, is it time to fertilize azaleas and camellias, and when should they be pruned? Is the time.
Now, yeah.
Right now.
After they're done.
I was going to say, as long as they're done blooming, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
After they're done blooming. There's still some azaleas, especially Satsuki azaleas, which don't bloom until May. So you don't want to prune those yet.
Yeah, and then on the pruning aspect of it, you know, you would be wanting to really, when it comes to the camellias, focus almost like on like a fruit tree aspect where you kind of look for that inner growth first and then you kind of work your way out because you just don't want it they get real dense in the middle and you got to kind of open them up a little bit. People get scared to kind of prune camellias in different ways, but I tell people always start with the middle of it because they get mildew really easy and then like a lot of bug problems when they get real thick because they get so much foliage in the middle there.
And then you get the sooty mold growing on the leaves, and
yeah,
that's
sooty
not
mold.
Pleasant.
Yeah, yeah. So
some camellias you don't need to prune because they are naturally open, like the reticulatas.
Yeah,
of course you don't see those very often,
but they're gorgeous.
They really are. Yeah,
I like it when it's thinner.
I do too, because it blends into the landscape. The regular camellias are so formal. It's hard to get them.
And when people don't prune the camellias, you know, the large japonicas and stuff like that, and they get pretty big, I get confused sometimes just looking at it. It looks like a giant ficus tree to me, you know, when it's real thick and dense and just a lot of foliage. And I like them when they kind of take the time to kind of get in there and get some of the inner growth out, get some airflow through it. And the blooming is just spectacular. I mean, no matter what, they kind of bloom really well. But I like it better when you can actually kind of see through the plants a little.
Yeah, I have one that I've had really a hard time growing, the camellia, and I think it's a japonica type, but it's right now, I don't even think it's a foot tall. And I paid $80 for it in a 2-inch pot, but it's a, can't remember the Japanese name, but the common name is sake cups. Because the leaves are cupped, and they could actually hold water. And it really looks cool. And then one that was much easier to grow that I got before that was one I had looked for a few years. It was the fishtail camellia. Have you seen those?
Never.
The leaf looks like a fishtail.
Okay.
And now, or like, think of a fishtail fern, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look like that.
Now, on the sake cup, is the underside of the leaf the cupped part, or is the top?
The top.
Oh, that's crazy looking.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's get a picture of that. What's that look like?
Well, it's only a foot tall. It's got how many leaves does it have on it?
Yeah.
It's less than 10 leaves, I'm sure. It's getting ready to grow. I put it in the ground for the first time. It's been in a container and obviously not doing much, but hopefully it'll do better in the ground. We had someone on the show a year or two ago, Brian, from Camellia Forest Nursery over on the East Coast. They're in either Georgia or one of the Carolinas, maybe. And they said that they had an improved sake cup that was much more vigorous and still had the cup-shaped leaves. The rarest plant, by the way, in my yard just died.
Oh. What?
I was... comes from Japan, and it's rare even in Japan, and I had this, and it was really doing well.
How long had you had it?
Had it for 5 or 6 years, and it was a podocarpus, And it was one of the podocarpus that puts out fasciated stems. You know how some cactus and succulents will do that?
Right.
And so you'd have this all over the plant. It looked really cool. But I moved it from where it was.
There you go.
Last summer to on the hill, where I just showed you the terraced hill. Mm-hmm. Moved it on there. And I think the area I put it in was heavy clay. And with all this rain that we've had during the winter.
It just drowned it.
I think it just, yeah.
Well, we've got to take a break. We've got news coming up. We'll end on that note. Thanks, John.
End in mourning.
Ended on a bummer. But we're going to be positive. Because we've got hour number two coming up 6 minutes after we start things off. So stay with us. It is Garden America, Brian Main, John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox, and again, 855-424-9825.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.